Now, there's a theory going around that there's only about 7 basic story plots in the entire world. That's every story ever told can be boiled down to one of these core stories about human existence. That's the idea that inspired a new musical collaboration being performed in Sydney this Saturday night, aptly named 7 Stories. It's been put together by 7 female Australian composers, a chamber music group, a writer, and a videographer. One of the composers involved is Jodie Phillis, a famous as a co-frontwoman for the early 90s indie rock band The Clouds. She joins us on the line. Jodie, good morning.
Hello, how are you going, guys?
Very good. Thanks for joining us on The Daily. Now, how did this project come about?
Okie dokie. Well, it came about when I was studying at AFTRS, the Australian Film, Television and Radio School. I did a year of screen composing there. And one of the assignments was to write for a string sextet, and that just gave me the fever. I just took to it so lovingly to be able to write for, you know, ensembles with classical instruments.
Is it something you've done before?
Only kind of dabbled on my computer with MIDI instruments. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'd done that, but I'd never had the opportunity to actually have a live ensemble play my music. So when I did that, I literally got a fever. It was so exciting.
Mm.
And then I had these grand visions of, oh, I need an orchestra. I need them to be able to play. This is somebody who doesn't read or write a scrap of music theory, by the way. So I tend to dream really big sometimes. And I bumped into Amanda Brown, who I kind of knew vaguely. So Amanda from the Go-Betweens, who had been a screen composer for, 15 years or something. She was kind of the first person that I had heard of that had gone from rock and roll into classical and screen composing. So I bumped into her at a gig, and I told her my idea of, because I know I couldn't afford an orchestra myself.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
That's right. And I said, what do you think about the idea of getting a bunch of composers together to share an orchestra, to share the cost or to share, and, we'll put a show on together. And at the time, I was thinking that we would perform with it as well. So I would sing, Amanda would play violin. Anyway, the idea just grew from there, and we kind of went out and recruited other amazing composers, and they're all female, that we knew, and we put this team together, and we've been slowly developing it since, it must be like over 3 years ago now.
Oh, wow.
From the initial concept. And at our first meeting, once we'd recruited these other amazing women, so Caitlin Yeo, Bree Van Rijk, who else was on the team at that point? Katie Noonan was actually part of it early on as well, but then she got too busy. But at that first meeting, we had to decide on something to hang the whole thing on. We needed a theme, we needed a story, some structure for the show, something to write about. And so that's when that idea came up. Not that we strictly adhere to that being it's just an idea. It's just a theory.
Right. Well, can you tell us a bit more about the 7 Stories concept itself?
Well, it was such a great thing to compose music to because they're 7 archetypal human themes. So my story is overcoming darkness, which appealed to me at the time. My mother was dying of cancer, and I've suffered depression in the past, and so for me it was like that was a theme that meant a lot and was very easy for me to write about. And it's there's only one story, there's really only one theme in the world, and that's it, so it's weird how these stories kind of overlap and people resonate with some stories more than others. For some people it's just one story that keeps happening over and over in their life. It's really interesting to dive into this and explore it. But, yeah, the other themes are rags to riches, which Amanda is doing, which is really fascinating how she's approached that. The quest, Caitlin Yeo is handling that one. Kyles Bertland has done the journey or the road trip. Bree has done comedy of errors. Sally Whitwell, an incredible pianist and composer, has taken The Fatal Flaw, which is kind of tragedy, And Jane Sheldon, our soprano, has taken Rebirth.
Wow.
Which to me is very similar to Overcoming Darkness.
It would be, yeah.
So, yeah, it's been really incredible. And then Hilary Bell, who we took on as a writer kind of a little bit later on, she really helped us structure it into one story in a way, you know. Weaved it all together and provided a lot of the lyrics, which have been really beautiful to write melodies for.
Yeah. Now, your piece, as you're saying, Overcoming the Darkness, it's based on one of the seven core stories I've been saying there. How did you approach the composition process itself? This is something relatively new to you. Did you...
It is. It's kind of like writing a song, but not really. How do I approach it?
You're writing for a full orchestra too, is that right?
Well, no. I'd like to be. But no, I'm not there yet. No, Ensemble Offspring are the players, and they are six players. So there's clarinet, violin, cello, two percussionists, and piano, and then the singer. So that's who we've written for. So that was a challenge in itself. And, yeah, I mean, it's coming together really well. It's the whole thing's been a challenge, and it's pushed us, you know. It's made us kind of expand and grow and face things we'd never had to face before, and it's just been amazing.
Excellent, excellent. Now, what can people expect from the concert on Saturday night?
Well, I think it's going to be very moving. I think it's going to be quite overwhelming because the visuals as well by Sarah Jane Woolahan, who's a Melbourne videographer, her visuals are really incredible and very rich and powerful. So we've done a spin on what a traditional screen composer would do, which is compose music for existing visuals. So we've done it the other way around. So we've composed our music and then we brought Sarah Jane in to enhance the music with her visuals. And it's been really interesting. We haven't seen it up on the big screen yet. That's tomorrow. We'll have our big run through.
Big dress rehearsal.
Yeah, but it's going to be really moving and all the composers are so different, you know, so many different styles. I think if you're someone who loves music, it's going to be amazing, you know.
Sounds incredible. Yeah. Sounds absolutely incredible. Well, Jody, thank you for taking the time and joining us on The Daily.
Yeah, my pleasure.
There we are. That was composer Jody Phyllis there talking about the creative process behind Seven Stories. And you can catch the concert this Saturday night at the City Recital Hall in Sydney. Tickets are available on their website, which is cityrecitalhall.com. You'll find it there, /events/Seven Stories.